Avos Peregvav Mishnevav. There's a tendency that people have that Gedolei Yisrael, giants, leaders of Klal Yisrael, are born perfect and die perfect. And their growth and their climbing of the ladder is pure bliss. However, that's not the case. And let's read the Mishnah Peregvav, Mishnevav, and Avos Perekinyan HaTorah, which says, HaTorah Niknes Be'arboim Ushmonu Dvarim. The Torah is acquired through 48 different qualifications. And if you read the qualifications, they include a cadre and a cocktail of various different elements that have created the perfect person. And it's not just academic rigor, and it's not just a hard work ethic, but includes spiritual and interpersonal virtues. As the Mishnah begins and tells us that the first of the 48 is Talmud. You gotta learn and you gotta work hard. Number two is Shmias Ozen. You gotta know how to listen. But the Mishnah continues to enumerate other elements and other virtues. Ema, Yira, Anava, Simcha, earnestness, reverence, modesty, joy, happiness, because there are many elements that create and ultimately allow an individual to be the perfect person. Miut derech eretz, miut tainug, miut shena, miut sicha, miut tzchok. That's moderation in business, moderation in civic affairs, moderation in physical pleasure, less sleep. These aren't easy things. Being a gadol requires incredible work, and it's not something that's automatic. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, in his Igros Uksavim, in the collection of letters, number 128, Kuf Chav Ches, writes to a student, a Talmudist, who felt despondent, depressed about his spiritual growth. And in reacting to this, Rav Kuttner responds and writes as follows. It is a terrible problem that when we discuss the greatness of our gedolim, we actually deal only with the end of their stories. We tell about their perfection, but we omit any mention of the inner battles which raged in their souls. The impression one gets is that they were created with their full stature. For example, writes Rav Kuttner, everyone is impressed by the purity of the Chafetz Chaim's speech. However, who knows about the wars, the battles, the impediments, the downfalls, and the retreats that the Chafetz Chaim experienced in his fight with the evil inclination? As a result, continues Rav Kuttner, when a young man who is imbued with Holy Spirit and with ambition experiences impediments and downfalls, he believes that he is not planted in the house of Hashem. This is because this young man thinks that being planted in Hashem's house means experiencing tranquility of the soul. Of course, that is not the case, continues Rav Kuttner, and we all have to recognize that being a gadol and steiging and becoming a Talmud Chacham, it requires enormous work, ups and downs, highs and lows, failure and success, accomplishments, building, falling, but getting back up again, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The daughter of the great Gadol Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, writes, people think that he, my father, was born a masmid. It is not true. He had many interests, but he trained himself to sit still and learn for hours at a time. He trained himself. Godless is training, is hard work, is development, is recognizing the battles that exist and fighting them. Two of the great Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky and Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman. Rabbi Abramsky was Rosh Hashiva and Slobotka and Bnei Brak later in his life, after a time from being the Rosh Bezdin in London. Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman was the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Netzach Yisrael. He also brought his yeshiva to Yerushalayim. And they were youngsters, and together they learned in yeshiva, but they didn't see each other for many, many years. And later in life, when they both found themselves in Eretz Yisrael, they found each other and they had time to speak and to reconnect and to consider and to contemplate where their friends were and where their yeshiva mates developed, who and how were created as great, and who developed to be a great Rav, Rosh Yeshiva. Is there any way that the two of them could figure out an algorithm as to how it was that certain people developed and became great and others didn't? And they worked, and they taught, and they thought, and they tried to figure out. And they divided it up into three categories. One group was a group of geonim, geniuses. The second group was a group of masmidim, individuals, talmidim, who worked very hard. And the third group that they divided into was mishamesh talmidei chachamim, individuals who really, really apprenticed their rabbeim. And they said, maybe one of these three categories, those who were great, emerged from one of them. Until they realized something fantastic. They said that anybody who had a combination of 2 out of 3 became great. That means it's not enough just to be a gaon. It's not enough just to be a genius. But along with being a genius, you either need to be a masmid and a mishamish talmidei chachamim. And if you're not a gaon, you need to be both a masmid and to be mishamish talmidei chachamim. There's no easy way. There's no quick fix. If you're a gaon, if you're a genius, you need to either be a masmid or to be mishamish talmidei chachamim. And if you're not a gaon like most of us, then you better be a masmid and to be mishamish talmidei chachamim. Because becoming a gadol b'Yisrael isn't automatic. And we have to recognize that our gadolim, who we look up to, worked so hard. And they reached perfection because of their gadlus b'Torah, their studying, their spiritual pursuits, and their beautiful, beautiful midos. If you look and continue in the Mishnah, it's not just Talmud, and it's not just spiritual pursuits, but it's also interpersonal virtues. Chesed, Anava are also part of the 48 ways. It's a well-known story of Chaim Brisker. In 1905, there was a fire in Brisk, in the city of Brisk, and Reb Chaim Brisk refused to go and sleep in his bed because there were so many who were left homeless. And his family begged him, please, please return home. Because they saw him lying on a bench in the Beis Medrash in Brisk. They said, please return. He said, how can I come home and sleep in my bed under a warm, comfortable blanket when there are tens and hundreds of inhabitants of the city who don't have a place to sleep? That's a gadol b'Yisrael. A gadol b'Yisrael like Reb Chaim, whose genius, whose absolute genius, didn't undercut his chesed. They say that Reb Chaim Brisker, his genius covered his chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim, his chesed, covered his ga'onus and his learning in Torah. Because this combination must exist and has to exist. And there are so many great scholars out there. There's so many Talmidei Chachamim who exist, and so many great Gedolei Yisrael. And those who we have to look for, and those who we read about, don't think it's automatic, like Rav Hutner said. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of energy, and a lot of time that went into their creation. And thus, when we read through this Mishnah, the 48 ways, we must recognize that it's not just reading like a recipe book. You a sprinkle of this and a sprinkle of that. A little Sameach Bechelko, a little Oheves Sabrios, a little Noseh Bolam Chaveiro, a little bit of Halom and Amas Lassos, and that quick combination will allow. It doesn't work like that. When I was teaching in Yeshivas Eishet Torah, so a lot of the newcomers to learning came frustrated. They were so hopeful that quickly they would be able to get through Mishnayos and Gemara very quickly. And they became frustrated and depressed that it wasn't working. And I explained to them that learning is a lifetime endeavor. And it's a lifelong achievement. And there's no way that it happens automatically. As the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Avraham Zakin Yosheb Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zakin Yosheb Yeshiva, Yaakov Zakin Yosheb Yeshiva. Till the end of their days, they kept on learning and they never stopped. And that's why Reb Moshe Feinstein, on the way to the hospital, he turned to his son Reb Reuven and said to him, Echabnish kan koyach, I have no more strength. Reb Reuven said, a few moments later, Reb Moshe took his last breath. Because Reb Reuven said he never heard his father once in his entire life say, Echabnish kan koyach, I have no strength. Because his entire life, he worked, and he worked, and he always had the strength, and he always persevered, and he pushed, and he did whatever he can. Once in his lifetime, he said, Echabnish kan koyach, I have no strength. And there was only moments later when he took his last breath. And that's what we see with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. When he says, Eini yachol latzeis v'lavo, he said in the end of Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha Seach, I can't go out and I can't go in anymore. And the great Brit Tzadaka Koimi Lublin explains that there are times in life where you feel to be a yotze. I'm ready to conquer the world. There are times where I feel I have to be ba. I come into myself. And that struggle is the struggle of life. And says Reb Tzadok that Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life says, Eini yachol latzeis v'lavo. That struggle no longer exists. That's when my life is over. Ben meya v'esrim shana hayom eini yachol latzeis v'lavo. At the point in his life, at the age of 120, when that struggle when the tug of war no longer existed, there was a flat line. And we all know what flat line means. That's the end of life. We need to realize, we must realize that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Hutner, Rav Belsky, Gedol Yisrael from the time immemorial worked. They worked with their neshama, they worked with their lev, they worked with their moach, they worked on their midos, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. It's easier to go through Shas than to have Shas go through you. A person is always working and is always involved. And that is what creates a Gadol Yisrael, and that's how Gadol Yisrael are made. Easy come, easy go. Hard work sticks. May we be zoche to continue to learn from our Gadolim, to watch our Gadolim, and to see the lives that they live and try to inculcate that into the lives that we live, pass that on to our Talmidim and to our children. Have a wonderful day.